Good morning, this is Sean. How may I help you today?
Good morning, Mr. Sean. This is Kayvon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kayvon. How's your day starting out?
Pretty hectic. I'm getting a little frustrated by this development work and the way things work out in Fairfax County, but that's the line of work I'm in. So how are things with you?
Everything is good. We're in a little bit of an unusual market right now, but...
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So I guess all industries are kind of affected. What are you developing? That sounds exciting.
Well, you know, my business forte is land development consulting. So, I do both commercial and residential. As a part of residential, we do roadway design also, but we don't go after highway work because, the big dogs have a grip on that segment of the business. But as a part of residential development, if it's a subdivision that requires roadway to subdivide and all of that, we get into that. Then the stormwater management, anything that deals with land development. And then there are entitlements processes that, like for churches or special permits and special exceptions for certain uses that are allowed for that zoning, but not by right, but you can either go in front of the Board of Supervisors or on front of the Planning Commission or Board of Zoning Appeals and get those things approved and all of that. But for the past few years, the way the market was saturated, or in a way sort of still is saturated, residential individual lot grading, especially in McLean area. I have a couple of clients of mine who do very, very, very high-end residential lots, in the 6-8 million to start with. Some of them go 14-16 million bucks after it's developed. So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, it is, I'm not nervous by any stretch, but things are not as busy as they used to be. My list of projects are down to like 6 or 7, and we used to have like 12 or 14. But anyways, it is
what more manageable.
Yeah, exactly. It is less hectic, but then like you just hit the nail on the head, not to get political and all of that, but the fact of the matter is these boys with our administration, they really honestly don't know what they're doing. They are, the other guy had his own issues. These guys have their own issues. And we just, more or less you and I and people like us, we're small fish in a big sea. We just need to ride the waves until something changes.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it. The middle class is shrinking into the lower class. I mean, you need to be a millionaire to be middle class now, and even a single-digit millionaire is
pushing it. Yeah, I know.
That's not even considered. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sure you've heard these commercials on TV with these investment companies that they're like pushing or advertising, they take care of the middle class millionaires, which are single digit thingies. They have $500,000 in a savings account or in the investment, and then their house, especially in Fairfax County and Arlington and that area, they artificially push the prices up to gain financial base money, tax money for personal property and all of that. It is all a gimmick, and I do apologize if I am indirectly insulting anyone, but I am unimpressed by, I have always been unimpressed by the liberals although I'm myself a conservative, but I consider myself a liberal conservative. I'm not a hardcore person at all. I watch and listen to Fox News, but I do not agree with 50% of what they say and advertise. However, having said all of that, these liberals have gone down the deep end, in my opinion.
Not just your opinion.
Okay. Well, but we can't do anything about it, Sean. We put the dude definitely had issues, Mr. Trump. But you know, his heart was in the right place, in my opinion. His ways were off the wall, and it's just his ego got in his way. Otherwise, we were doing just fine. The economy was booming. People were happier. You know, this thing, the way, the timing of this change in administration, which it sounds like you may agree with me, with the pandemic and all of that, what it resulted in was that people got lazy because they got this free money coming in, and now they don't want to work. And I don't know how on earth they're saying the employment rate is improving and all of that. I'm of the opinion that people aren't filing. They got over it. They're tired of it. And, of course, it just started that the freebies have ended and there is less of it coming around. But I'm sure the administration will find a way to give it away. And this Silicon Valley Bank thingy, I know the man says, you know, the taxpayers will not pay for it, but it's impossible. They'll find a loophole for us to pay for it. They're in it. They're in it with them. They are raking it in from these failures.
Yeah, that's why I feel you have a duty to pay as little tax as you're legally obligated to, because it's.
But now I'm not saying the vast majority of the population cheats and all of that. I know they don't, but. You know, with this 87,000 IRS employees he wants to hire and all of that, he's not going to go after the big boys. The big boys are already getting audited left and right. He's going to come after us. And
yeah.
You know, not that he's going to find anything, but all he's going to do is cause us to lose time and money, because losing time is losing money, you know, collaborate with them to prove that, no, we didn't do anything wrong.
I hear you.
That's how it's going to work out. It's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, so what do you have for me, Sean?
Oh, I have some good news.
Yeah, it sounded like it. But, you know, there is no free lunch, Sean. You and I both know it. What's the downside of saving $600?
I'm not sure that there is one in this case.
Son of a gun. I got to send you more business.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
So we have a team, we have a department that comes through our renewals, and a lot of the time we just push them through if, you know, there's an increase that's nominal or that's aligned with, you know, kind of market trends. But we specifically flag accounts that increase by a large margin, and we automatically remarket those accounts. So even before you get the invoice, we already know about it. We've already identified both the problem and the solution. And so the homeowner's insurance was projected to increase up to $1,400. We found another carrier partner in our marketplace that would insure your home with nearly identical coverage for $848. And then if there was a downside to it, the auto insurance is just nominally, you know, more expensive by about $60 per year, but it would give you, you know, over $600 off the pending homeowner's insurance renewal. So we'll say the net is like $540 in your favor.
Okay. Well, that isn't a good news. But And I know you have, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I know you do exercise due diligence to make sure that you give all your clients the best deal possible and all of that. But I was hopeful that your or Erie's insurance rate when it comes to the homeowner's policy is compatible. Or one of them, let me tell you this. My parents, they had all of their insurances, vehicle, home, and all the goodies and all of that with State Farm. And as you recall, I used to be with State Farm until I purchased the current house, and then Chris Miller was his last name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that I chat with you, and we sort of hit it off. We had our rocky times, but things worked out and got ironed out and all of that. So we're doing business with each other. But through my parents, because I was, after my father passed away, I was managing my mother's affairs to the best of my ability until she passed a couple of years back. And when I went to close the accounts with State Farm, now these guys are like every year they come and send emails and leave messages on my voicemail that, you know, come to us, da-da-da-da-da. And I chatted with them last year, and they are less expensive with the car insurance and more expensive with the house, or vice versa. But you know, loyalty matters to me, and the argument was that. And other people had said this to me, and it was proven to me that the argument doesn't hold water, and that when it comes to claims, Erie doesn't deliver as well as others. My experience with the failure of the water heater last year was different, in that, you know, you guys kept me satisfied. I'm fine with the way things are. And let me tell you one other thing. When I bought the house, both the inspector, the private third-party inspector that looked at the house, and you yourself when you went through the Google images, were of the opinion that, yeah, the house roof is old, but it's not in a shape that it needs replacement. Well, what happened was, as much as I hate it, I do look around and get on the ladder, and I don't go to the second and third floor elevations, but you know, the garage, the way the house is a one-story high thing. I looked into the gutters last year because water during heavy rainfalls, I was noticing that water is not coming down the spouts. They overflow the gutter pan. So I got up on the ladder and looked, and sure enough, these roofing pebbles, the shingle pebbles, had collected and clogged the opening for the spouts to run the water down. And I realized, okay, it's time. If they're coming loose, it's a matter of time I get a leak out of it. So anyways, I got estimates for the roof and all, and we had some of these sort of fly-by-night people who knocked on the door and said, "Well, we're going to talk to your insurance company. They cover it and all of that. We can see there's hail damage and all of that." It's my personality. I don't cheat. So I'm just letting you know that I dished out $14,000 and replaced the roofing last year without even calling you or saying anything. And I believe I did the right thing.
I would also agree.
Okay. So I just wanted you to know that I don't take advantage of the entities that are in the business of providing services. So anyhow.
And we know that many people do, and, you know, it's an unethical thing to do is to, you know.
Exactly.
To the same situation you described, a lot of people, they know they have an old roof, they know it needs replacement because of wear and tear, and they try to look for hail damage that may or may not be there. In most cases, it's not there. And then they get in these long disputes, and sometimes they get their way, and sometimes they don't.
Exactly. So, you know, with in today's economy, last year's economy or whenever, yeah, it was last, I think it was either July or August. I got to look in my paperwork. So I think one thing is, since we were talking, should I have let you know that the roof is new? Does that make any difference to you guys?
That would not have made a difference to us. As long as the, you know, the roof is replaced in the last 20 years, we would have underwritten it the same way.
Okay.
But that tells me a lot about your character, for sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Sean, I am not religious by any stretch, but I dare anyone questioning my integrity. And I am I am a believer. What goes around comes around. Yeah, I may save $10,000 or $12,000 or whatever after I pay my deductible, get a new roof, but if the result of it is having a health issue or a car accident that damages me physically, I rather pay the $12,000 extra for the roof and stay healthy.
That's right, man. They're karmic laws of the universe.
Exactly. Karma is a bitch, no doubt. And I try to, I do my best to exercise positive karma. But anyways, having said all of that, so now, and again, if you want evidence for insurance purposes and renewals and all of that, I can either fax or email you the receipt and paperwork for the roof, which is a lifetime warranty, and it's transferable to the new owner.
I believe you. I don't think that I require anything like that, but if you want to send it just in case, then I can use it if I'm asked about it.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just telling you that it was done last August. But, yeah, at some point, I'm not going to rush it. I'm not going to rush it because I am in the middle of doing my taxes and all of that, getting it ready to give it to my accountant. But I'll put that on a back burner. But at some point, I will probably just email you after I scan the evidence and all of that. And if there is additional discount that I can get for knowing that, a different underwriter for the new roof and all of that, just consider that and let me know. Now,
I did, actually, it's a good thing you mentioned that because now I can charge you $798 for the home.
Okay. You know, the thing is, I am appreciative of you taking care of me, but, and you know, I'm grateful. But this $795 breaks over a 12-month period over my mortgage. I wish you could do something better with my vehicle insurance, because as you had suggested, and you know, I would like to, I'm not a penny pincher, but if I can save money, I will. And this $1,400 a year cash every April, right at the tax time for vehicle insurance, is kind of a bite in the tuchus. I'm going to be very honest with you.
Oh, well, it's not $1,400. It's $1,244. But you don't exactly have everyday vehicles. You have a Porsche and a Hummer.
Exactly.
Not like owning a Toyota or a Honda.
But you know, last year, between the two of them, I drove, I just did my taxes. I mean, tallied up the thingy. I think I'm under 12,000 total. And I know you probably are,
but here's the thing. If either one of those vehicles gets into even a minor fender bender, especially the parts on the Hummer are going to be so rare, like even a minor blemish, a small dent or a paint touch-up, is probably going to cost us $2,000 or $3,000.
You're correct. I'm not arguing that. Yeah, you're correct. And neither here nor there. I mean, I bought this thing new myself in 2007 and so forth. Sean, they are overrated. They are overrated. They're not worth the money. But anyways, it is what it is. So how do we move forward to change this thing?
Yeah, there's nothing that you have to do. We would just set everything up here on our end. We would reissue new applications for you upon the renewal dates. We would terminate the old insurance. We'd contact your mortgage company for escrow payments. And the only thing that you would need to do by the end of today would just be to electronically sign the new documents. Other than that, payment would automatically be deducted on the due date. And so you just monitor your inbox for updates, and we'll send all the information there by the end of the day.
Okay, sounds good. Now, let's go back to the vehicle insurance. I think I'm either 500 deductible on the Hummer, 1,000 on the Porsche, or 500 on both of them. Can you enlighten me on that? I mean, I know I think it's the renewal policy that came in. I haven't cracked the envelope open yet. It was either in yesterday's mail or the day before. And like I said, I'm doing a bunch of other things. I will pay on time, but because these are usually, if I'm not mistaken, about 30 days ahead of due date, these envelopes come in. But can you enlighten me if you're looking at my policy?
You have a $500 deductible for both cars.
Okay. If I go, I think you and I talked about this last year. If I go to $750 or possibly a grand, what kind of a savings do I get out of it?
$750 is not a selection that you can choose.
Okay.
You would save $100 by having a $1,000 deductible.
I gotta go 5 years to save, if anything goes wrong, to save the difference. So forget it. It's not worth it. Do you not agree?
I'd agree that That's good. Yeah. Good logic there.
Okay. Hopefully nothing will happen. I haven't had an accident in a very, very long time. And the last one before I went with you guys, when it occurred, it was a buddy-buddy system, Asian agent with Asian complainer. So they dished out $1,500 to them for health matters without any justification, in my opinion, because when I hit her, I swear to goodness, I wasn't doing but 5 miles an hour. But anyways, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, all right, send me the paperwork, and we'll go from there. And then if there is any way you can figure out changing underwriters or something to improve the vehicle insurance without compromising the coverage, just keep me in mind.
I certainly will.
Thank you so
much.
Nice
catching up with you.
Likewise. It's been a while, and I'm glad we could speak.
Same here, sir.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye.